This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
The mic's
still on? You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the Mic Still On podcast, episode 106, right, B?
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Sophie and FIFO are out this week. Sitting in for them is Naturally Nay. What up?
Hello, how are you?
And we call him Mr. Disrespect from the Dead End Sports podcast and also the No Disrespect podcast. You guys should check that out. Nick?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
And he's also going to be on another podcast that we're working on right now. So you guys just stay tuned for that.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So apologies up front. I don't know what this brother going to say.
But, I'm going to be respectful on this. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll never know. Also, check me out. I was on this podcast on the last one, Survivor's Remorse, just kind of talking about R. Kelly. So check
got
check
real spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did. But, you know, we just spoke the truth, man.
I think so.
So, I guess the top story of the week, you know, obviously is the Fyre Festival, the debacle that was in K, and then in what was the other place? Zuma?
Mm-hmm.
Zuma. With Ja Rule and what's the guy named? McFarlane.
Billy McFarlane.
That went down and Netflix and Hulu dropped two documentaries you know, about it, told from two different angles. Did anybody watch both?
I watched part of the Hulu one and all of the Netflix one.
Yeah, okay. I watched both of them.
They're both good.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of both.
Okay. Which one did you guys like better?
I like the Hulu one better. I think it was more informative.
Yeah, from what I saw, it gave more of a... I saw the background on the Billy guy, and that was... It kind of put pieces together. Like, he just always been a shyster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Netflix one didn't really go into, like, Magnesis and all the other shit that he was doing. So the Hulu one actually makes Billy and Ja Rule look 10 times worse.
Yes.
Is that the one where they show, like, how locally that event was, how devastating it was, how it affected everybody else?
The Netflix kind of, they dived more on the local.
That's the one that I like.
But the Hulu one dive into pretty much the origin of the scandal. Like, they really went in of, like, how, like you said, how Billy has pretty much just been a piece
of shit. Since he was
a kid. Yeah, since he was a kid. And they just break down, and then talk about other people that was involved in it, like, because then they interviewed him. Like, you know, he was actually being sit-down interviewed on the Hulu one. He wasn't much, and I don't think I saw him being interviewed.
He wasn't interviewed at all.
In the Netflix one.
He got paid to be on that Hulu.
Hulu. That's crazy.
Yeah, Netflix didn't cut a check. Yeah. He was like, nah, I'm good.
Wait, I thought it interesting that he, when he was a kid, he was starting a business fixing people's crayons.
Yeah.
How
always
do you fix
been
a crayon?
A shyster.
What do you, I didn't
always
understand
been a bullshitter.
That.
Like, how does that get ingrained in you at that age? And then, like, he hacks the little keyboards to say, if you need to get your crayon fixed, come see Billy.
Yeah. But how does he fix a crayon? Like, if somebody breaks a crayon.
Maybe he melts it and makes it back, puts it back
together.
You can
together. Do that?
I mean, it's wax.
You didn't know that either. Shut up.
Like, they have crayon machines that you can buy. Like, I bought that for my kid once. Like, you can put the wax in the little crayon mold and make crayons.
I'm not saying back in the 80s,
but I mean, logically, it's wax. You just melt it and let it melt, harden back together.
Wow.
I was thinking the tape thing, too.
Like, I was thinking tape, too, but I was like, they could just do that themselves. Wait, so you can melt a... Okay.
It's wax. It's like a... It's
wax. I didn't know crayon was wax. Oh, Crayola crayon wax. That's a little rap line. Okay. See, you learned shit through hip hop.
Did you guys believe that story, though?
Yes. What story?
About the
crayon?
Yes.
And the hacking of the machine?
Just because he seemed like he was a bullshit.
But this is Hulu, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see the Hulu thing.
He seems like a smart guy. He's just a scumbag.
Damn, like an evil genius?
From watching the Hulu one, hell yeah, he was an evil genius. Like, he definitely was an evil genius, the way he pulled that out.
Is it a genius Or is it just like...
I don't know many kids hacking down...
Yeah, that's genius.
...machines at that age.
It's a smart-ass kid.
Well, yeah, it's... Okay.
And
yeah.
programming it, you know, with the ad.
That's right. Okay. That's, I can't think about it.
That's high intelligence, but he's just using it for shiesty shit.
Yeah, it just he just seems like he has, like, such a level of entitlement. And a lot of it just seemed like it was the entitlement that got him into positions to be able to finagle. But there does have to be a certain level of intelligence for you to be able to finagle that situation to get you millions. Because, I mean, how he's even finagling the Hulu thing. Like, if he's getting checks from, he's just a marketing genius.
I know,
maybe.
You're getting paid to talk about your downfall of a fire, of a festival.
Yeah, like, who could talk themselves into a paycheck like that?
Right.
Like,
that's Billy McFarlane. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in rap lyrics soon.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he's not yet.
Yep.
It's coming.
Yeah. 50 will do it.
I wonder if 50 Cent watched this yet, because I have not seen the jokes from him
sure
yet.
50 Cent has watched this. Oh, but I'm surprised he hasn't said anything
me
yet
too.
Either.
I'm surprised because I'm like, I'm waiting for a post.
He probably was a producer on it or something.
I'm just waiting for a post. I'm waiting for a petty Instagram post from 50 Cent about this, because, you know, any chance he can get the drag, Ja Rule, he's going to
fire. I love it. I love it even more now.
Fire.
Gonna do it, man. But yeah, this was interesting. It makes me look at, like, the fact that how you use Instagram, how, like, social media, how
the
you
influencers.
Use social, the influencer culture.
Yeah, the influencer, and like Billy ate that up. He knew people was gonna be like, hey, I just want to come here to take pictures and just show people, hey, I'm here and you not. Like, he took advantage of those people, and
I'm glad.
Yeah,
they need to get taken advantage.
Yeah, and I didn't feel bad for the people that were.
Who
when they,
would?
Yeah,
anytime some little when they some spoiled tent, little trust fund fucker gets fucked over, I'm clapping.
Man,
like the angel gets his wings every time.
When they saw the tits, I was dying.
Oh, that was hilarious.
When the girls start crying.
Turn around.
The mattresses are wet. Why are the mattresses wet? Oh, man.
Because it just rained the day before. Oh,
saying,
it was so good.
That's what the people were saying.
I know what you meant. Bro, I was going along with you.
Oh, my bad.
I had your back. I was propping you up.
Thank you.
Improv, B.
I know. I missed the dunk. I fucking missed that shit.
But that part right there brings me to my opinion about this. I did not enjoy this documentary.
With the, you said
you had your director's hat on, or you just meant personally?
In just general. Personally, really? In general,
but you
man.
Didn't watch the Hulu one, though, did you? You
said after watching the Netflix one, I didn't have no desire to watch the Hulu one.
What did you not like about it?
Uh-oh. It's not a...
He's fixing his chair, he's leaning back,
no,
he's about
no,
to get
no,
real.
No, it's like, I just had no interest. I didn't care enough. And at first I thought it was like it was late at night and I was just tired and watching it. But I don't know, maybe it was the hype behind it. That ruined it for me. Possibly.
Like, what were you expecting? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was just like, okay, everybody's talking about this Fyre Festival documentary, and I'm like, okay, I'm waiting on that moment where it's like, because I think I saw Nays. Nays made a post of like, oh man, I've never been on the edge of my seat doing a whole documentary. I was like, okay, I'm not on the edge of my seat. I don't care what's happening. I don't care that he's shisting these people that are paying $4,000 to go to Bahamas. I just don't get it. Didn't connect with me. I was just like, I don't care
about
this.
But you didn't laugh at him because you don't care?
No,
that's
I didn't.
What made it great. I didn't care about them.
I didn't care.
So I was like, yes, fuck him over again. Yes, more. Fuck him over more.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't care. The only
that's
thing I cared
demented.
About.
Whatever.
The only thing I cared about is sympathize with is the workers or whatever happen to work and not get paid. That's the only part that I was like, damn,
that's fucked up. You know, they started to go fund me for that lady that wanted
to. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that was bad. I didn't think about, but you didn't remember like when the Fyre Festival debacle happened in the news either. Did
I remember
you?
Hearing I about it. I remember like it hearing about it, and it didn't last long. Because I want to say we kind of talked about it on.
No, it did. It was on like it was on Good Morning America.
Yeah,
I started seeing it with a tweet. Like when they started tweet the whole cheese sandwich
that
tweet.
The
cheese sandwich tweet with the lettuce, and they were like, "This is my gourmet meal," and then it picked up speed, and then it ended up on the news.
I'm sorry, I was laughing.
Man,
that shit was so funny.
I don't know how you missed it, because like I was talking about that shit for like a month. Because it was just joke after joke after joke.
I remember it surfacing, but not lasting. Is what I remember.
The thing that I found interesting was it wasn't even the debacle that happened. It was the way
like the whole process of people realizing, oh shit, this really isn't going to work. Like, y'all, people not gonna have toilets. Like, there's not plumbing. Like, the infrastructure is not set up to be like, and you guys keep promising people these fucking villas that we don't have. And for those of us who worked together, that was interesting to me because I know there were projects and things that we worked on. I was like, this is some bullshit. Like, nobody realizes this shit is not going to work. But because you've put so much money behind it, or because you, like in corporate America, because they put so much money behind it and made so many promises so and come up promo. With these fake ass numbers and smoke and mirrors. Right. And so now it's like, okay, we got to figure out how to cover up the fact that this isn't going to work before the veil gets lifted. So that's what was interesting to me, to just watch all these employees knowing that this shit isn't going to work, but you still got it. You either going to pull out and say, look, I quit, like the first dude did. He was like the one who kept going back and kept coming back with complaints. He was flying to the Bahamas all the time, and he would come back, and they ended up firing him.
The social media.
Yeah, he
account.
Was like, "This isn't gonna work," and they ended up firing, saying we're going in a different direction. But you either pull out altogether and lose your job and find another job, or you just figure out how to go along with the bullshit. That's what was interesting to me, and that's what was like tense to me. Like, wow, these people really gonna let him continue with this bullshit, and not say nothing. Mm-mm.
I just wanted to see little rich white kids cry.
Oh.
That shit
too.
Made my day.
When they saw them tents,
it's like,
oh my God.
That was the best part.
Oh my God, Trevor. They
were spending for their suitcases and stuff. I was like, damn.
One dude was like, when do I get my money back? I'm like,
and then they locked them in the airport.
Yes.
Well, I think they did that for their safety, though, right?
Yeah.
Don't remember that. They still locked them. Yes, because one of the planes
they were hostages.
Because
them Bahamians wasn't being paid. And I'm going to take one of these little white trust fund babies until somebody's going to pay me. I don't blame
them. They should have got the machete out.
Because JR got the fuck up out of there. Mm-hmm. He said, no, bro.
He
got on a boat and rode his ass. JR wasn't playing. That's crazy.
Oh, man. So am I the only one that didn't enjoy this documentary? Yes.
When I sat down, I was like, okay, especially when I saw how long they were, because it was like 8 at it was Friday and it was 8 p.m. I just made it in the house. So I made something to eat and I was like, fuck, an hour and a half? God dang it. And then when it started, because I remember everything that went down, so I didn't know if it was going to be interesting or entertaining at all. But as it went on, I got so caught up in the story because...
The Netflix one or the Hulu one?
Netflix. I started with Netflix. Okay. And I got caught up in the story because I remember like seeing what happened play out in real time, but I didn't have any of the backstory. So seeing it build up to I was like, okay, this is cool. So by the time I finished that and went to the Hulu one, I was like, okay, how are they going to tell this any different? And then that was even better than the first one because they basically, you know, talked to him. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, yeah, he's always been like a piece of shit. Because they kind of glossed over that. It was more, the first one was all entertainment. We're just going to, you know, give you a documentary that's entertaining. You see them partying and stuff and Ja Rule out there. And I'm like, damn, they are really having a good ass time on this damn island, Pablo's Island. And then the takeaway for me was one word. They said, don't tweet it. Don't say anything about Pablo, about, you know, on this island.
And they did.
And they did it anyway, speaking back to that privilege you were talking about, and killed the whole thing.
They might have been all right if they hadn't done that. Like, if they hadn't done that, they might have been able to actually pull it off because they had a little bit more time to work. And the plan was to use an infrastructure problem. Yeah,
though.
They did, but they would have had more time to fix it. It's like all the plans that they started to put in place on the infrastructure and trying to get all the porta potties and all the stuff that they were trying to do to prepare was then scrapped. And now they have to start it with a whole new island. So
and that was one of my takeaways. I don't think it's a scam because I think he really wanted this festival to work.
Bro, no.
The intention was not a scam, but the way he went about it, the things that he did in order to try and make it, why wasn't it a scam?
I think it was a scam from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Billy didn't even really try that hard to get these acts. He knew from the beginning that he was not going to be able to pull this off.
No, he hired somebody to get the acts. Yeah. Remember, there was a guy there, and he did book the acts.
Yeah, but he didn't have the money. No, he didn't book the acts.
Yeah,
no
one that was a scam. He didn't have the money to fund this.
Because they didn't get paid.
No one got paid. Billy knew from the very beginning that he didn't have the money. Right.
Exactly. So it was a scam from the fucking start.
I don't think so, because he put the money into... He kept going and getting new money
from the people.
Maybe that's what it is.
People.
Okay, so basically,
partly the investors and partly the people.
So yeah, like if you bought a pass, right? Or like a wristband.
The Disney
pass. They were like, okay, yeah, the Disney pass. Like you gotta put, how much was it? Like 5,000 or something?
It
was okay, 300 a day for however many days. You gotta put that onto your wristband.
That came later though.
But that's how he was funding those people.
But it was every single time something happened, he would just steal it from somebody else.
And that was
he never had the money.
Another that was fine. That's another situation they got into.
They got into. That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, I think if they were able to keep the island, he was able to bring, you know, the people in to create the stage and all that. I think if they would have got to a certain place, he would have went to the next phase of trying to get the festival going. It seemed like he was always trying to recover from something that failed.
No, right. He was always trying to band-aid the situation.
What they're saying. I don't think he had the money to begin with. But right.
I get that.
I think that's where the elitistness comes in. I think that's where he's saying, don't worry, money will come.
You know what I'm saying?
I
know people
money.
In high places. So I got Ja Rule on it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the intention was to be, I don't think that the initial intention was a scam. I think he really thought he could pull this off.
I see what you're saying. I think greed got over him, though.
Yeah.
Because I think once you realize, I think he had started with good intentions, but then once he saw people actually buying these things for the ridiculous amount it was, he was like, oh, I can probably use this money to fund this and that, and I don't have to use anything out of, like, it seemed like
part of it, like, it's going to be a ridiculous amount. I mean, you're coming to an island, like, you know, these who's ever coming to this festival are going to be,
they got money
off, you know what I'm saying? That's why he brought the supermodels in. So he knows the type of people that he's attracting. He knew that it can make money.
But he also knew that in reality, it's not gonna be the way that I'm presenting it.
I don't think he knew that. I think he has delusions of grandeur. I think that he thought, and it's funny because I was reading an article about another girl who kind of did the same thing I think she was from Russia or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she came over and she like posed herself as a socialite and got all these people to invest in her and was able to live this posh lifestyle simply because people thought she was within this culture. And I think it's the same thing. It's like, I think that I'm around all these people and people are going to give me money because they always have. So money's, like I said, money's going to come. I can get money because I'm around people who have money and people are willing to invest in me because I can sell them an idea. I just think he was this salesman who thought he could pitch this dream and be able to fund it because he's always had people fund his project.
But wouldn't a good person like, in the midst.
Oh, he's not good.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think if he's gonna be bad, then let him be bad all the way. Like, nothing is off the table when it's somebody who's that manipulating and who's that, you know, greedy and conniving to do something like this. Like, for me, if he had some sanity in him, anybody would be like, all right, this is not gonna work. Let me just cancel it. Mm-hmm. Let me refund the people the money.
Exactly.
But he still kept on taking money, which means that it was like, oh, I'm gonna keep this up until the money keeps going up.
He was a sociopath, and he didn't care who was getting fucked over. And I think that. He knew from the very beginning that he was going to be fucking over some people. Maybe not all of them, but somebody was going to get fucked, and he knew it.
Don't they always
don't
in business,
so.
Though?
I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Think so. I think, and this is coming from a super overly positive person, right? You know what I'm saying?
Go
and
ahead,
that's why, you know, that's why I can relate to it. That's why I can relate to a certain extent. You want to see it through. You want to, like, man, this can happen. You always have the faith.
That's
in
not
that
what it was,
can,
though.
No, I'm not saying that's what it was. Obviously, this dude has some, you know, insanity to him, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, I think a part of him really thought this can happen. I think he really thought, like, okay, all right, all I got to do is get some more money from here, make this happen, or get some more money from here, and then we can do this. And then
I don't think he look like he really cares? Like,
no.
That's the thing. That's what I mean. Like, when you say, like, I understand what you mean by that.
He cares about himself.
But, like,
he wanted it to happen because this is what I do.
Right. This is something else on his resume to be able to get money from
he
someone
else.
He
had nothing
else.
On his resume.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Magnesis
failed.
Right, but see, he wants something
was another scam.
But, right. but if you're a businessman, you want
you
something to
succeed. You fail many times until you succeed.
But he never succeeded.
But that doesn't stop a businessman, though.
He did succeed.
Magnesis worked
up to a certain point.
It got him a certain level of clout to the point where he could get to the point where he could do this festival.
If he could pull this off, just imagine, though.
No. Hold on. Hold your point. 2 seconds.
I'm going to
try to answer your wife real quick. 2 seconds. Remember, at one point, before he started Firefest, Magnesis was hailed as a scam.
Mm-hmm. And he was being looked at as a scam artist before Firefest started.
And yet he That's was still able to get investments. He was still he moved from the guy who invested in Magnesis to the chick who invested in this Fire Festival. Mm-hmm. So while I understand in the press, I got bad press. Right. But it still got me to the point where I could make this deal.
I disagree. He never had good anything. He never had good press, and he never had any good businesses.
He did have good press.
When?
He was on I can't remember the program, but
they realized it was a scam.
But it doesn't matter to him. But it doesn't matter to him. It still got me to a certain level. It got me on television to talk about my projects. It got me to a certain type of level of people to invest in me. Yeah. It got me into lifestyle.
Yeah, until it was hailed as a scam.
It's not a fraud, it's false advertisement.
My thing is also what these documentaries brought up was like, how does this affect Ja Rule? Like, is he gonna get
He was on Twitter replying to everybody.
Exactly.
Get off Twitter, bro. Yeah. And talking about I got hustled too.
You a goddamn.
He was promoting it though. Yeah. Like on Twitter, it's like, and that's what they like. How do you not notice and you promoting it?
Right.
But you said how does it affect Ja Rule? What can happen to Ja Rule? His career is gone. So it's like how did he get lower than the fucking ground?
But doesn't he have some sort of project or platform that he works on? Yeah, Iconic or whatever.
What is that? That's what Firefest was supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody knew what Icon was until the documentary.
We don't know.
I guarantee you people have pulled out.
But you know what? After this or before this. Right.
After this, what I'm saying.
This is kind of when I go back to what you guys were talking about in regards to him thinking this was going to work or his intentions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were pure because the original intent behind the festival was to help promote that app that they had for booking people.
Exactly.
So that's all this was. It was a promotion tool for the app.
And the poor people working on the app while all this bullshit is going on.
That's why y'all getting bamboozled by these fucking rich white people.
It's just the way the story plays out. It's like, hey, we got this app. Hey, there's a problem, right? I got hustled trying to book an artist. I paid somebody $500, then I paid another guy $1,000, and then it was like, okay, it's difficult to book people, so what if we had a tender for booking, you know, high profile artists? So then at that point he was like, okay, so wait, we got this app, so what are we going to do to promote the app? Oh, let's have a festival. So what are we going to do with the festival? Let's get Ja Rule and get all these people involved, and then we're going to do this festival. It's going to be for the elite of the elite, and everybody's going to come here, and they were having a great time, and they came up with this marketing, they hired people to do this, that, and other.
It snowballed. It got out of control.
Right. Bad management decisions turned it into the false advertisement or fraud that it was.
It was false advertising from the jump.
Wasn't.
They never had the money, and they were never really going to bring
these
artists there.
They knew they weren't going to pay people.
I don't understand.
So how many people make deals before they have the money? You make the deal, and then you get the money, and they just couldn't get the money.
If you know where the capital is, you can make the deal ahead of time.
That's where the fraudulent shit happened.
But he had investors.
Y'all falling for this bullshit.
No, he had people.
Y'all letting these fucking rich white people swindle y'all.
So you want me to...
I ain't giving them no money. They ain't swindling me out of shit.
They're mentally swindling you.
No.
Yeah.
And no.
He mentally swindles you. He bamboozled you.
I get how it happened is the point.
What's up, Nick?
I was going to say, so y'all want me to believe that it was that much of, bad decisions, bad mismanagement led up to this colostrum?
You ever worked in a corporate office?
No, but there's always someone who knows what's going on and is allowing things to happen. It can't be that many,
if the guy who knows what's going on is delusional,
I'm with you, amount of stupidity in a whole organization or whoever, to somebody be like, bro, this is really
messed up. This amount of failure. I know where you're going, and I'll say that YP was not anywhere near this bad.
Think about the Brady stages or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was almost very similar. He sold his dream and he had these things, and I think he had intentions of it going a certain way, but we all knew that it wasn't going
to
work.
But he already had something to fall back on.
I'll take it a step further. So we had a project where they were trying to, because remember we started outsourcing. Mm-hmm. Outsourcing quality was bad. So they wanted to create a robot.
I remember this.
Right. So do you know how many thousands of dollars they put into? They spent years trying to iron out all of the processes, do these quality checks to the point where they were ready to roll out before we got sold off to Dex. That was thousands of dollars. And
I literally would walk into people's offices and say, yo, this is not going to work. And they say, well, we don't spend too much money. It's got to work. So they will put this money behind stuff and try and force a square peg into a round hole simply because of the promises and contracts that were sold. Because if they don't, then they lose a contract that's worth even more money than this robot. And then they're even more fucked.
And the reason that's not the same thing as this shit is you had people here that you promised shit. You had people here that you promised shit. And you had these artists that you promised shit. And you knew that without the artists, both of these groups were going to get fucked.
How was that different?
Billy knew from the fucking beginning that he didn't have the capital to get these people.
They knew from the fucking beginning that this was not going to work because we told them this is bullshit.
Right. So, but hold on. But you're saying that the intentions were pure with Billy.
The intentions weren't pure
with Braddy?
No, I'm saying that the intentions were, I think we can do this. Somebody tells you, no, the fuck you can't. But you've already invested too much money, so you got to figure out how to make it work.
But they told him it wouldn't work once it went off the rails.
No, they were telling him from the fucking beginning. Y'all must not have watched the same shit I watched.
Because they told
them from the beginning. They were like, yo, first of all, this island's not going to work. Second of all, there's not enough time.
Right.
Y'all didn't watch the shit.
There was the white guy
with the glasses that was like, yo, I told you in the beginning
and
that this is not enough time.
Just dig and get some water and we'll figure it out.
Yo, that blew my mind. No pun intended.
Isn't the guy he asked, isn't he gay?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So out of everybody, he gonna ask
that's
him.
That's why he said, you're the resident gay leader. Go suck some dick so we can get this Evian.
Because when I had to rewind that, bro. I was like,
wait. The fact that you asked was going through.
I was gonna show up smelling clean.
He wasn't just gonna stop at, you know, sucking dick. Yeah, like he was going. He got you take a shower. That means you're trying to. You got that action. You never know.
I can't.
I'm sorry. Every stage of this festival
was a fuck up.
It was not just two or three people that were saying this was not going to work. It was a gang of people.
That's why the mentality is a little bit different.
Certain points, but I think he made like. The infrastructure was the first sign, right?
Right.
That I remember was like, yo, you don't have the infrastructure.
He didn't have the money, Ken.
He had the... Where did the money come from?
He didn't have the money.
But he had investors.
Before he even found the investors, he'd already had these people that he said, these people are going to play. But he didn't have any money to give
them.
That's
what happens all the time.
I can agree.
I understand four or five artists. You had like 20-something.
At the end of the day, from the gate, he should have said, you know what? Okay, maybe I can't pull this off or give me more time. Yes, from the beginning, there was fuck ups. From the very inception, this is a lot deeper than what you can do. At some point in time, logic should have said, oh shit, I may not be able
to
get
this. If logic was
involved,
that shit would have popped.
I can't. Shit.
If it wasn't Jock, it was logic. Shit.
It
wouldn't have been no mixed reactions.
Bars. Bars.
We gotta move on. Last question. Would you guys have canceled the festival?
Hell yeah.
What do you mean would we have canceled?
If I ain't got the money for it, I'm not trying.
No, I'm not like in the beginning, nigga, we black.
Unless the X's and O's line up from the gate. Nah, I ain't putting my money in that.
I'm talking about after you had to move the venue and things were really, really going to shit. Like, because once he moved, he was like, okay, we still think we can get this to work.
No.
I wouldn't have got involved from the beginning.
Right.
I would have said, if I don't have the money, I'm not going to promise.
Right. Forget all that. Yeah. I'm talking about at what point would you have canceled the festival?
When I realized we ain't had no toilets.
Well, before that, when I realized that my only selling point was Ja Rule. Only white people would be like, well, shit, Ja Rule's involved. Off game.
The surprising thing is
that Ja Rule has that much capital with white people.
Because they don't know any better.
That is the takeaway.
If you ask anyone else, we'd be like, Ja Rule, who gives a damn?
Ja Rule disappeared.
White people are like, oh, okay. This is legit.
Once they switch islands, Ja Rule never showed up. Anybody else beat that? Yeah, he never. He was in towards the end of the.
He was still promoting it.
But you never saw his face again.
He was gone, busy, bro.
He didn't have enough money to get back over there.
Right. And didn't he say something like, this ain't a scam, this is false advertising.
This is not a fraud.
It's false advertising.
Ja Rule deserves to be in jail, too.
don't give a
That's
fuck.
Like saying this isn't murder, this is manslaughter.
Right.
Like,
what the fuck is the difference?
Yeah, like, who cares?
Right.
Fuck Ja Rule.
I don't know if I would have canceled it. Maybe after the storm. I'm like,
nah, you're not. The storm was the last day. Too late. He's thinking about how Billy ended up. He's like, you know what? He still got paid.
See, now I see why. Now I see why he's defending Billy. I'm not saying I understand it, but I get it.
I got a Netflix and Hulu documentary.
Well, that's true. He did get some money out of this, so.
I mean, he was still selling tickets to the Grammys after all of this popped up. That's crazy.
Oh, the email shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
It really made me wonder what I'm doing in my life.
He got that.
I'm not going to jail.
The fuck?
He was like,
you know, doing 6 years. Well, he's doing 6 years.
If he didn't do the VIP shit, he wouldn't have went to jail.
You know, I'll say one last thing real quick. Ja Rule, I don't think that lady should have ever had to have a GoFundMe. If Ja Rule gave a fuck, he should have paid that woman.
I see where you're going.
He should have paid that woman, and he should have paid, because he was on Twitter, I feel so bad. You fucking liar, Jeffrey. Yeah, I feel bad for this lady. Then why aren't you paid them?
What if he's broke too?
He ain't broke. He's broke in our, I mean, he's rich to our standards, but he's not broke.
Right. Just I don't think he has enough money to pay her
off.
Yeah, he does.
Like 100 grand? I think Ja Rule got 100 grand he can spend.
He can sell her some money.
He always sold her car.
At least the paper person that works.
He sold her car. If he owned one.
Ja Rule in Uber right now.
Right.
Not even Uber Black.
He driving. Basically, yeah. Absolutely.
That shit was hilarious, though. They got the fuck up off that island, though.
Uber.
All right, moving on, man. The 35-day-long shutdown is over.
Is it?
Yeah.
For 3 weeks?
I'm like, yeah,
right,
really,
for 3 weeks.
But not
that was
really.
The part that got me. It was like, y'all, and, you know, but they're not going to do this again. They're not going to shut it down again.
You don't
think
so?
Nah.
Man, he going to shut it right back down. As soon as they say
no,
they're going to come down the aisle and say nope.
He already had, but you know,
she's still on edge, even though she get to go back to work, but she's still like, man.
Well, they get back.
Oh, she was caught up in that?
Yeah, she worked for government.
They get full back pay, though, right?
That's not going to, some of them do. The contractors.
That's what I read. They get full back. He said they'll get full back pay.
Yeah, so, yeah. Some of them will get back pay as soon as next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I think that's when some of the people get their back
pay. It's
like
a lump sum or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're just going to get fucked with taxes, so Trump's going to get that money right back.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't give a damn in the first place.
But I think that's why he did it. Well, I mean, what's the easiest way to raise money for your little wall? You ain't paying nobody for a certain amount of time. You just stack that money and then use it for something
else. But he still
needs
approval in order to do it. That's why he's going to try to do the declare a national emergency. And that's why I don't think he's going to shut it down again. Because this was damaging to him on both ends. Number one, you got 800,000 people that you just basically used as pawns, right? And so how is it going to affect them when it comes time for election season next year? So you probably end up losing a lot of votes there. The sympathy people have for the people not getting checks. And then on the other side is that, you know, you actually caved. Like, you caved. So you got Ann Coulter talking about if he caves, you know, and don't get the wall, his presidency is over. Lindsey Graham going on TV talking about, you know, he can't cave or it's the end of his presidency. So he boxed himself in. And I don't know who he was listening to, his new chief of staff. You know, fucked him over because he was going to sign it. And then at the last minute, he changed his mind and then was like, yo, we're going to hold out for the wall. And I got to give the Democrats a lot of props for not caving, because typically this is something that they would do. They would typically give in to the demands of Trump and give him a wall.
There's no way they could have done that. And I don't think the Democrats deserve any props at all because they didn't do shit.
Yeah, this is petty wars.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is all petty wars.
He only caved to benefit himself at this point. It affected him. So he's like, well, shit. All right, fine.
Democrats
didn't do shit,
I actually
bro.
Think he caved because of the story with Roger Stone. And I think it was the second negative story that came out about Russia during the...
And it affected him. That's the only reason. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about anybody else. And the Democrats, again, what did they do?
They didn't give him the money.
Like, but they couldn't give him the money. They were never going to give him the money. There was no way they could have.
But in the past, the Democrats have...
If they would have caved to that...
Not for something like this.
They would have gotten no... There would be... That party would be ruined,
exactly.
In my opinion. Because you're caving for the wall.
Right.
Like,
right.
Out of anything that you stand for, because, you know, they're Democrats, you know, they do some shicey things, too. Out of anything you can stand for, like, you got to stand for this wall. Like, you got to say no to this. Because not only does it not make sense politically, but, like, just money-wise, that's just putting us in a huge hole for no reason.
It goes against everything you say your party is about. So there was no way that Democrats could have caved.
Yeah.
Even if they wanted to.
There's no way they could have.
I think that if this was the other way around, and if the polls were showing that they were taking most of the blame, they would have caved in and gave him some money.
100% disagree.
They would have gave him some money.
There's no way.
But
he, like Nick just said, he's 100% right. The party would have been over.
No, I agree if they gave him 5.7, but I think everything was in there.
1.1, the party would have been over.
They gave him $1.
I think we're forgetting at one point they did give him money for the wall.
When was this?
This was probably last year. I think they gave him like 9-something, and he didn't accept it. So
wait. Was this some kind of brokerage deal so certain other things would not happen?
I think so.
I think that's a little bit different. So if they're giving him money to save,
and maybe it wasn't for the wall, maybe it was just for border security, but he could have been using it for the wall or something like that.
That's not the same.
But either way, it goes.
You're
kind of
cheating. You're billing farming a little bit.
Nah. The point is that at one point he had $9 billion to do what he wanted to do.
But there might have been provisions around that $9 billion that you can't use it for this raggedy ass wall. We don't know.
The reports I kept hearing is that they kept saying that at one point he had $9 billion and turned it down, and now he's getting less than what he could have had last year. So, but either way I go, man, I'm happy for everybody, man, that the other people that were, you know, furloughed and that were not getting checks. I think this was terrible, and you know, it started to just destroy them. Like, we got LaGuardia they had to ground their planes. And
didn't somebody's bag get like unchecked at one of like
people not going to work?
There was a gun.
Somebody was able to board a plane to China with a gun. What? And they didn't realize it until she got the person. I think it was a woman got to China and they sent her back. But yeah, because TSA's not getting paid, so why the fuck do I care?
And then the people that had to go to
I thought that was the reason why he kind of
playing trap music on the speakers and shit.
Is that really?
Shut
the fuck up.
I might as well enjoy myself if I gotta come to this bitch for no pay.
Yeah. you waking up, you getting paid for that's you got 35 days of slavery going on right now. Because you just working for free.
So can somebody clarify for me, like, they were forced to work, like they couldn't quit?
Nah, you could. I think you could quit, but it's just like if you don't have any other, this is your job. Like, you gotta go trying to get a new job in the middle of all this is just even more complicated. You're just gonna sit at home, like, nah, I might as well go to work.
For that government. Like retirement, you're not just going to walk away from that and just be like, all right, I quit.
I get that.
You might work 30 days for free just to keep that shit.
This is all just sad. And I hate the fact that we got to talk about politics in a manner that's affecting. So it's just all around sad.
That's why this is like the ultimate petty war. Like it's just.
Yeah, it's like both sides. Everybody's trying to see whose dick is bigger. I said no. I said yes. I'm not going to budge. You're not going to budge. I'm the president. And now in the midst of all of that, we've got people who are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who are going without money, getting not being paid for over a month because y'all want to see whose dick is bigger. It's just sad.
P, how was your sister handling that situation?
I mean, you know, she was pissed, bored, and just like, you know, did some bullshit.
So when you say bored, she didn't have to actually go into work?
She had to go to work. She was just like at home. And, you know, she didn't want to go out too much because she didn't want to spend no money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she's just like, shit. Like,
and for those people
every time
who
I was talking to her, I was like, well, I know you ain't doing shit. Like, what's going on? You know, she asked me what's going on. I couldn't ask, like, hey, what's going on? Where you been? Like, she's like, nigga, I've been in the house.
And I think about it, the people who do have to go to work, I got to spend gas and all this kind of stuff to get there.
Right, to get
and
there,
I'm not getting paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, she didn't have to go in. She was just at home just fucking bored, you know, not getting a paycheck. I think she went through 2 pay periods not getting paid. So
how do you think
How
do you think the people that voted for Trump that are federal employees that had to deal with that, how do you think they feel?
I hope they feel like shit. I hope they feel like, damn, what the fuck did we do?
Yeah.
I hope that, but unfortunately I think a lot of people on that side of the fence are like, especially if they believed in the wall and if the wall was the selling point for them, some of them may feel like they're being patriotic. This is what I have to go through.
I was just about to say that.
In order to, you know, we're trying to get border security, and because these Democrats don't want to, you know, compromise or don't want to negotiate, I have to do it. And if that's what I have to do for my country to make sure we're protected, then that's what I'm going to do.
I think only the people that have it are saying that. I think the really broke ones are not saying that. I think they're like, fuck.
Nah, Penny. This is some bullshit.
Well, I'm pretty
Trump
sure
Trump done got me.
That person wasn't working for the government.
That's not true. He might be working for TSA.
Or they might be doing the outside type shit. Working at parks and shit.
I actually think the party
racist.
Looked at him differently more than anyone else than his base, because like I think his base party. Yeah,
is that
like,
what you're
saying? Yeah, I think the Republicans looked at him like I think he probably lost some.
Because they have to defend this bullshit,
exactly.
And for whatever reason,
it's hard to go to your base
their man.
And defend that, like because you're attached to him, so you got to go to your people and you got like.
But they still voted for it. They didn't. The Republicans didn't change their minds.
But I'm thinking like, how can I explain this to the common people? Like, how do I explain this
I
to my base? How do I get reelected
care.
With this guy,
bro?
They,
I don't think they care
who,
at this
they,
point.
Who, who's
the
they?
Republicans who are voting for this? Shit.
Well, because they lost
the
House. The
Republican voters.
Yeah, the Republican. Yeah,
or the Republicans. The lawmakers.
The lawmakers. Both. Both. I think they have the capital to not really worry about.
I think the lawmakers didn't care until their constituents started caring. And they, you know, and it became more of an uproar. And
you think they care now?
I think they care that they backed something that ultimately ended up failing, and it made them look negative.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I think, because like these elections coming up is going to be really huge for their specific group. And I think this is like another thing that's going people going to use.
But I don't know if it's going to change anything. I don't know if it's going to skew them. They're so stuck in this mentality.
Yeah, well, I think I'm talking about how the people from midterm elections and moving forward, I think people are paying attention way more than they used to.
Sure.
And I think they're going to try to, like, based on what they're seeing, they're going to be like, all right, this is what y'all did when y'all had full power and nothing worked. It was actually worse. So we're going to go to the others.
I just want to know if Canada is open. Will they take us?
Nope.
Can I come?
Nah, they got their own shit.
No. I know.
Spectrum Post and Luke James say y'all can't come over there.
Yeah, they all set a racism over there. It's not great. But you know, typically in the past, shutdowns like this tend to be forgotten, you know, when it comes to election season.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So what will be
I don't think this one is going to be forgotten. I think it, besides the fact that it's the longest one in history, so many people, like, we've never had a government shutdown that affected us so closely. Like, to know people who went without checks, to go to airports and see how this is affected. Because I don't remember ever hearing or seeing any of the effects of any of
the
other government shutdowns. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think this one is going to be forgotten, because, I mean, that's a mortgage payment that I'm missing. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't see how this one, from the people's perspective, and when we go into the ballot box, how you forget that.
They'll forget if the Democrats don't use it as leverage in their upcoming.
I don't care if anybody mentions this ever again. People gonna remember that they had a mortgage payment that they couldn't make because I went to check.
Oh yeah,
to work
the 800,000 people.
Yeah,
will.
That's
like, yeah.
Them the voters.
That was my reason. Like, this is gonna, for the voters, like, this is huge. Like, they're gonna be like, nah, you denied
how
me
many
money.
Of those
you specifically denied me
losing.
Money.
How many of those what?
The 800,000.
That's kind
of
where I'm at with Ken. I don't know that these people, I don't want to say they're not smart enough, but I don't know that they're aware enough to walk away and be like, this is fucked up, I'm no longer supporting this guy. Because now they're getting paid again.
Well, and I think because
again,
it's not even just him. Like, nobody on either side were willing to come to the table and discuss. Now, granted, do we want the wall? No. But it's like nobody, there's no partisanship. Like, everybody's on their side of the fence saying, well, we're not doing this and we're not doing this. And you guys can't even come to a common ground and try and figure out, like, you guys can't even discuss to make it so that these people are able to be paid. Like, so I understand what you're saying, but it's not just a Trump thing. It's just in politics. Period. You got a lot of people who are looking like, y'all are just a bunch of politicians up there having pissing contests, and I'm suffering on the back end.
Well, to be clear, I am not even remotely saying it's just a Trump thing. I just want to make sure that that's
okay,
very, very clear.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like any of these motherfuckers. None of them. Democrats,
yeah,
none of them. I'm saying that I don't think that what has happened is going to be enough to steer any of these people away from their parties. I don't think that it's going to be enough people that are going to walk away from the Republican Party that's going to make a difference. Like, Republicans aren't going to just become Democrats just because Trump did some shit for 30 months. I know you're not saying that. I'm just saying, I don't think that this is going to be enough to put enough dent in his armor to make that much of a difference.
I just hope it makes people pay more attention to who they're voting for and the repercussions that it can have. Because you may not have realized the what the vote, who you voted for, how it can affect you. But now you're starting to feel it. So I hope it just makes people pay more attention, whether you're Republican that goes Democrat or a Democrat that goes Republican. Just pay more attention.
But you know what? You know what they're going to do? They're just going to blame the Mexicans even more. They're going to say, if you guys weren't criminals and rapists coming over here, we wouldn't have to build a wall in the first place. They're not going to look at Trump and say, you're fucking this up.
Yep.
They're not going to look at their own party and say, you guys are fucking this up. They're going to blame the people that Trump is telling them to blame. That's so sad because the people ain't got nothing to do with it.
Like that, like,
they have everything to do with it. They're terrorists and rapists and drug dealers. Those Mexicans. Those damned Mexicans.
I kept asking myself when I went to work, you know, in spite of not getting paid.
Wait, really? Your government?
No, if that was me, at what point would I not go to work? Be like, fuck, y'all ain't paying.
Look how you acted when they were paying you and you hated the fucking company.
Think about it.
We'd have been pushing everybody's monitors over. Man, come on. You know this.
Yeah, man, you're right.
We quit giving a fuck. We were getting paid well.
Yeah, nah.
And we quit giving a fuck.
Yeah, that is true. Good point.
Your boy would have got slapped the shit out of every day.
Yeah.
Fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't paying me.
I'm not getting paid. Fuck you.
I'm a patriot. That's why I'm here.
Right.
I'm not here because of y'all.
We would be playing trap music on the speakers as well.
Yep. Two documentaries were released at Sundance. Harvey's Untouchable documentary dropped. Michael Jackson's dropped as well.
Weinstein. He just said Harvey. I'm like, Harvey who?
Yeah.
I just said Harvey.
I thought everybody on a first name basis with him by now. it was probably just me. I was trying to picture who Harvey was.
But. Yeah. Harvey Weinstein. His documentary dropped for everybody out there waiting for the Harvey documentary to drop after the R. Kelly one. There you go. You got it now.
So Michael Jackson is done?
I thought it was coming out of Sundance. It came out of Sundance. It's done. They were trying to protest.
It's about
to be on HBO
soon. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be on HBO. You said HBO?
I'm going to watch that shit.
I am too.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Which one?
What'd you say?
What are you about to say?
I thought he was about to say, I'm not a team player. Fuck that shit. I said, which one? I thought he said Liquid Swords.
I was like, what? It's more than one Michael Jackson.
I was talking about two documentaries.
The Michael Jackson one. What's it called?
Leaving Neverland. Yeah, Leaving Neverland.
We know that. That's why I asked. We talked about it last time.
I thought the old documentary was called Leaving Neverland.
There's all kinds of Neverland movies about Michael Jackson.
There was an original Michael Jackson takedown documentary from years ago
and now they leaving it.
No. It was called Leaving Neverland. So why would they make another documentary called Leaving Neverland?
Are you positive about this?
You know I'd be wrong sometimes. Let me just double check.
They always use that Neverland ranch.
Does this mean that Taraji can stop talking about muting Harvey Weinstein?
No, she shouldn't stop. Well, first of all,
that was a bad idea because Harvey, you may be watching. I don't even know how you do that. But yeah, Harvey doesn't make music.
Right.
So how can you mute him? So that was the flaw that I saw in that.
I think y'all being too literal on that, though.
I get what she was saying, but at the same time, it's just like, eh. You know, because I guess the point is that nobody's going to put the hashtag in because it's not applicable to Harvey Weinstein because he doesn't make music.
Well, if the industry mutes him, then it makes complete sense. I think Rod's right. Y'all are being way too literal.
But who would start a mute Harvey movement? I guess. Unless
Taraji. Shit.
I would say all the women that.
So it's going to be the thing but just for that, everybody.
I mean, wasn't he kind of the spark of the Me Too movement? And the Me Too hashtag?
Yeah, over 100 women have accused him of, you know.
Oh.
Mike has a facts only. What's your facts only, Mike?
That's
so cute.
It was called Living with Michael Jackson. Not even anywhere near Leaving Neverland.
I'm admitting it was a Finding Neverland movie, but I think it was Peter Pan. That was a real movie.
Yeah, it was called Living with Michael Jackson.
But they drug Taraji, man.
Wait, why? Why?
Because so basically she was saying, you know, we're talking about all this mute R. Kelly. Why aren't we muting Harvey Weinstein? And it's like, sis, like one does not have anything to do with the other. And I should not, just because Harvey Weinstein's out, just because white, basically just because white men are out here raping and sexually assaulting doesn't mean we shouldn't hold R. Kelly accountable. Stop trying to diminish the R. Kelly conversation in order to talk about how it needs to be an even playing field with the white counterparts.
Is that what she was doing though? By saying,
that's the way people were taking it.
Her, yeah, that's how they took it. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Taraji in this one. I think that if you're muting this person, you need to keep that same energy across the board.
And I think people are saying that they're not, it's not, the energy is there. Everybody may not be aware of it, but I think I'm saying that's what the complaint was. The complaint is that there is the same energy with Harvey Weinstein. He's actually on trial for rape. He's actually going through court cases. R. Kelly is not. There's actually our documentaries that are being created about Harvey Weinstein. There actually is a hashtag called the hashtag Me Too that Harvey Weinstein kind of sparked. So there is the same sort of energy around Harvey Weinstein.
But I don't see what the problem is with her just making that comment. What is the issue?
So the problem was people took it as, you're like, why are we talking about this black man? Why aren't we focusing on the white men also? So basically it was like, we talking about mute R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we talking about this?
Is it because,
is that exactly what she, I want to look up.
Well, that's what she was somewhat implying, because I don't know if, I couldn't hear the audio, if
Twitter
there was audio.
To say what people are implying.
Is it because R. Kelly is so recent, that's why it's more of a conversation now than when it was
Or
with
is it
Harvey?
That because it's just more of a conversation in the black community, because he's a black man, and we're not talking about Harvey Weinstein.
I feel like it was more about, like, you know how we say, like, Black Lives Matter, and then people say All Lives Matter? It's just like, we know All Lives Matter. We're just focusing on this person right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like we know that all these people are pieces of shit, but we focusing on this one right now.
Right.
Like, you don't have to remind us about everyone else when we trying to, you know, focus on this one to make sure, because, like, R. Kelly ain't on trial anymore.
No. But, you know, the interesting thing about what just happened at Sundance is that the documentary for Harvey dropped, and it's barely a conversation. You know what everybody talking about? Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And
Remember I said, like, where everybody going to be talking about this Michael Jackson thing over the Harvey Weinstein? Because Michael Jackson is bigger than
Harvey. I know. Like, that was a conversation that we were having, you know, Jalen and Khan, we were having before we started recording, was that it kind of makes sense because R. Kelly and Michael Jackson are huge. And that, you know, they're pop stars and, you know, big hits. So
and niggas don't know who Harvey Weinstein is.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, isn't that also kind of the point that Taraji was mm-hmm. making, but that doesn't sound like that's what she was doing. It sounds mm-hmm. like, by reading what I just read on the Huffington Post, it sounds like the problem was she was comparing the two men.
Yeah, she went online and she looked up the mute R. Kelly hashtag, and then she went online and posted mute Harvey Weinstein, mute Weinstein, mute Harvey, and she couldn't find anything. And she was like, okay, so why is it mute this one and not mute that one?
Yeah, that's a little bit different than what I thought you guys were saying before. No. If she's just saying that keep the same energy across the board, that's fine. But it sounds like she didn't know that there was a movement against Harvey Weinstein.
That's what she was alluding to, and that was the problem. And that's what people are saying, no, that's not the case.
Like, you're not paying attention. Right. Where have you been for the past year and a half, Taraji?
And wouldn't she know out of anybody? Because
you would like to think so, but maybe not.
Not by what I just read. It sounds like she didn't know that there was documentaries and an issue.
But again, you know, going back to what I was saying earlier, because R. Kelly is so new and the way social media works, mm-hmm. you'll have more conversations around R. Kelly than Harvey, because
it depends on what's coming up on your feed, though. And that depends on what you're paying attention
but
to.
But would hashtags work that way?
Well, she typed in the wrong hashtag. That's the only problem.
She typed in like
there
two or three.
Which goes in line with muting Harvey. So that's kind of the issue.
And that was the point that people were making. You're not going to mute someone that doesn't make music. He's a movie producer. Why would I mute him? No, that's what the hashtag Me Too has been all of these years. So
poor Taraji.
Yeah, I think she had good intention. Like, I think she had good intention, and the same thing with Erykah Badu. I personally didn't see anything wrong with what Erykah said.
What'd she do?
So Erykah was at a concert, and ultimately, what she was trying to say is that, you know, prayers to R. Kelly. Sorry for what he's going through, and I'm coming from a place of unconditional love. If he, you know, he did these things, and so we should be getting him help. And what I think she said specifically was that if one of these people that he victimized victimized, then became a predator, would you feel the same way about them? So ultimately, it was the ultimate Christian place. I aspire to that level of Christianity.
Why?
Basically, because ultimately, he has a problem. We've always known he's had a problem, and ultimately, we should have gotten him help before it affected all of these people. Somebody should have stepped in and said, okay, this little boy was raped and molested and was affected by all of the victimization that he had as a child, and he then went on to victimize people. He should have gotten help instead of being condemned or being swept under the rug. And that's okay, swept under the rug and what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, kind of
enabled.
So
yes. Why is that worth saying at a concert?
It's our concert.
I didn't even know she was.
No.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. No. We'll just say that it's her concert, so she can say what she wants. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And they can tear her ass apart if they want.
The
whole point is there's no reason to get on stage and start, well, prayers for
I want to say
Kelly.
She was in Chicago, too.
Yeah, she was in Chicago.
Nah, bro.
Yeah,
I love Erica, but no.
I personally didn't see, like you said, people can have whatever opinion they want. It's her stage. She had a microphone. That's what she chose to say. People can react to it however they want. Mm-hmm. I personally didn't see anything wrong with it.
With going on stage and talking about prayers for R. Kelly.
I mean, you know,
I see a huge problem with that.
I think especially
what's the problem,
with prayers for R. Kelly? Because right now R. Kelly doesn't deserve my prayers. The people that were victimized, they deserve, if I believe in the prayer and all that stuff, they would be the people that deserve my prayers.
And
I think that a lot more energy should be spent about that. Versus prayers for R. Kelly.
Well, you know, but hasn't a lot of energy
pray
everything
fine.
Out of everything.
But hasn't a lot of energy going into the victims?
And more should. I don't think any for right now should be towards R. Kelly.
I don't agree with
R.
that.
R. Kelly is a scumbag piece of shit.
I agree with that.
And he does not deserve anybody getting on stage and being like, I pray for R. Kelly. Why?
Because
at
I should pray
point,
for my enemies.
He knows what he's doing.
They're trying to get the
it's
demons
not like
out
he's
of
a
him.
Child. Okay, we can do fairy tales and whoopity whoopity and the
like I
the
said, it's a
Harry
level
Potter
of Christianity
shit.
That I aspire cool. to. I don't see anything yeah. wrong with it.
I see a big problem with being ignorant.
That's not ignorant.
That's 100%
I can
ignorant.
Love enemies.
Totally
I can love the people who do things wrong to me. That's
because
not ignorant.
Because then you're
going to
get people that are going to get behind you and say, yes, prayers for R. Kelly, and then things aren't going to change. Right now, R. Kelly does not deserve anybody. Talking about prayers for R. Kelly. He's an adult. He's not a child.
I don't know.
He knew what he was doing.
Prayers have kept us down for years. Once they introduced religion to black folks.
True that.
Well, I was going to say, like, damn, when did Erica become Christian? Like, I thought she was one of those free-flowy black women. Like,
free-flowy? But don't they all still pray for shit?
So pray to something.
It's like yeah. praying to Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Pray to incense. Yeah.
She might not be Christian, but I'm sure
but
she still believes in something.
I just think
something.
It was just because it's in Chicago, too. Like, that's what made it worse. It's like,
fuck where it is.
This is
but
where
I think
his,
that's why
his...
she felt like it was safe because that's his hometown and I can, and people, that's where I saw the issue with and it. It's like, okay, I'm in Chicago. This is where people love him some R. Kelly. So I'm going to pander to the crowd and say, and it backfired on her.
Wait, you don't
well,
think
that's because
she was pandering to the crowd?
No, but I'm saying she wouldn't have said that anywhere else. Why did she say it there?
How you know that? It's Erykah Badu now we talking about.
Touche, but I think the fact that she did it where she did it is what makes it questionable.
I don't think it's questionable.
Yeah, because that's like, not to be rude, that's like his playground. Like, you know, like, so that's... That's where
I tried to warn
you. That's probably where it started. No, I'm saying that's probably where it started at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody could have been in that crowd that's like,
but
he's trying to get away
from
it.
But she was getting booed, though. So is that really his playground?
It was.
I gave y'all a warning in advance. I said it's
he was getting booed, though. I mean, she was getting booed.
No, I'm saying he was. That's what I'm saying. They probably came there thinking, like, this is the opposite of our kid. Like, I'm trying
to
get away from it.
There's probably way more people in that city who've been affected by his predator, by him being a predator. So.
Yo.
I know what you mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
what you mean? This is like, damn.
Like,
you know, I think this speaks to a big problem that black folks have a lot, and that's this whole forgiveness shit. We forgive motherfuckers way too easy and way too quickly. The
we
second
do.
Something happens,
we
the
do.
First thing we do is
we, do.
We go on TV.
I don't
I just want to say,
I forgive
you, and I'm over it. Nah, I pray for you. Fuck
can't
all that
I forgive
shit.
Somebody and still hold them responsible for their
and
actions?
And that's what I think
hell
it more
no.
so is. I think
yes,
it's more
can.
So.
Hell
no.
You
what are you praying
fear,
for?
Right?
What are you praying to happen for him?
Well, I think
forgiveness is for that person. It's not for you. I forgive you for me so that I don't hold on to these issues and these guilt. I can hold you responsible for what you did, but I have to forgive you so I don't hold grudges.
You're saying it's okay.
I'm not
that's
saying
what,
it's
but
okay.
But that's what they're thinking. Ooh, when you
Jesus.
Say that shit.
No,
when you go on there and say, I pray for you,
I don't think there's an issue.
You?
I don't think there's an issue.
That's how
with...
people die of heart attacks and stress and disease because they holding on to all them grudges and them issues and they spirit.
We eat bad.
But, well, y'all don't have to vocalize it.
That is true too. Yeah. You ain't got to go on a public platform and say I forgive you for fucking what?
No,
don't
I can
tell
give
your
you
preacher that.
That
shit.
I can give you that. I can give you that the platform may not have been appropriate, and you do have to be aware of the fact of who you are, who's listening to you, and how people are going to take it. Which is why I don't see anything wrong with the backlash that she's getting with it. I just don't personally think as a like personally in her spirit, I don't think there's anything wrong with how she feels or what she said.
She should have kept that shit off that fucking stage.
Well, I think with
if
forgiveness,
she cared about her people, she wouldn't have said that
with
shit.
Forgiveness is like people, it's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like when you forgive, some people think like you're allowing it to happen, like you're still, you're not holding them accountable. And I think you can forgive, but it has to still be followed with accountability.
Absolutely.
Like,
but oftentimes it's not.
And that's the issue. That's why some people be like, forgiveness, like forget that. I want account, like I
justice.
Care about them. Yeah, I want justice.
Right.
Justice and forgiveness can happen in the same
But it doesn't usually happen in this country though.
To like 5% of the population maybe.
Forgiveness is a personal thing. Justice and justice and the system is one thing. Forgiveness is personal. I can be sitting in that trial and make sure you get the case, get the sentencing that you get, but in my spirit, forgive you for what you've done.
So maybe what does this mean then? What does forgiveness mean? When black folks tell oppressors, brutalizers, abusers that I forgive you, explain to me. Now, I'm not being sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Explain to me what that means.
I'm trying to think. Okay. The last time I heard that was like, as far as in this level of this, you know, magnitude.
Dylan Roof.
Yeah, like when the white kid who shot the
Thank
church.
You.
It's just like, when they said that to them, it's like, I don't even know how you can fathom that.
Wait, what
that.
Situation?
Remember Dylan when Roof. The white kid, he went into the church.
South Carolina.
Before, oh, okay,
he
okay.
said, before I killed him, they said, we forgive you, like, for what you're about to do. Or like,
okay.
And it's just like, for
no,
me,
the parents even said, the friends, the family said, we forgive you after he killed them. Mm. That was the problem I had.
Yep.
Black folks are the only ones who constantly do this.
Yep. I don't know.
Constantly. When do white people get on TV and say, I forgive this person who brutalized me?
I cannot tell you.
Thank
but
you.
But that does not mean that does it has not happened.
They just do it behind closed doors.
Where they should do it.
Yeah.
Stop getting on public platforms and saying it's okay to
would.
Be brutalized.
I
forgive you. Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Well, nope. Because it also looks good to be the bigger, like, to someone have that.
That's
no.
We're always
no,
the bigger people.
No,
I understand.
It,
I'm
always.
Just saying. I'm just saying the optics.
It pacifies
him.
A moment I love was when that little boy's ass that. Remember when that lady was like, when she called the cop on him in New York or whatever because his book bag brushed up against her?
Yeah.
And she was claiming
she
that
she thought he grabbed her little flat ass.
And they had, right. And they asked little boy, do you forgive that lady? And he said no. And I was like, hell, fuck
Thank
yeah.
You. I
was
cheered.
Like, yeah, I cheered
that,
too.
That's the energy
like,
we should always have.
That's the energy we should have. Because these motherfuckers be out here just purposely trying to.
All the time. So the first thing we say is,
I forgive you.
Fuck her.
No, but if you fuck you, your family. Not your family. I take that back.
Look at the messenger though. It's Erykah Badu. Of course she's gonna be like forgiving. Like you gotta look at you gotta be in the mindset of the person who's speaking. Like she's gonna be, of course, the person who's gonna be like, forgive everyone, you know, no one's above, you know, not being forgiven. Like, of course she's gonna say that. That's her brand.
It's on brand.
Now for y'all, of course, you gonna go on stage and say fuck R. You gonna have a fuck R. Kelly concert, you know, like
I'm just tired of hearing about forgiveness.
I don't know if
for
I
fucking
would.
People that don't deserve it.
You stupid.
You're a piece of trash, and you deserve to rot in jail. Why am I forgiving you?
I can't disagree with that.
I'm forgiving you because I don't want that anger in my spirit.
Oh, I'm not angry no more.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I don't have to be angry to still think you're a piece of garbage. I don't forgive you.
And you really think you're keeping that anger?
Absolutely.
By not letting it go?
Yeah, when you let stuff go.
You have to personally let it go.
That's
absolutely.
That Christian shit.
Okay.
It
is.
I'm good.
I don't think that's a Christian thing.
It's not. I don't necessarily think it is either, but okay. I do think that there's... No.
It's not a religious thing. It's not a religious thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Look, there's a lot of people in my life that I think are pieces of garbage who, if I walked outside and saw them hit by a car, I would laugh. Literally. But that doesn't mean
I'm
not that I'm walking around angry. I'm not angry.
But my thing
are
is
you
just
sure?
Positive.
But I know positive. I know Khan is like going to kill us, but...
This is a different topic. You can keep
going. Yeah, I guess it is kind of different. So, yeah, like, that person may just be in a certain space in their life. Like, you could be, like, say right now, right, you was having a bad day for a whole month. And you just feel like a piece of shit.
Sounds like me.
And you feel like you're a piece of shit, right? And then somebody new to you, like, man, that dude a piece of shit. And they only know that aspect of you for that month. But they don't know your entire story.
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say, like, if you died and they'd be like, man, yeah, he deserved to die. He was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. No, you only know him for that piece of shit moment he was having.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Okay.
The people that I would laugh if they got hit by a car
are not just a month. This is years.
But the point is, you don't
bullshit.
Know what's going on in their
I
life.
I don't care. Yeah. That's my
and
thing.
You don't have
look,
to care.
Look, what's
but
going
don't...
on in your life should not affect me. I can be in a bad mood all day long, but if I come in there every single day for a year and treat you like shit, then you have every right to say, I don't give a fuck what happens to you.
And so, not everybody can change. Like, not everybody's like Ebenezer Scrooge is going to wake up the next day and be like, all right, I'm a different person. Like,
right.
Some people, like, what is that famous, what is it, Maya Angelou quote? Like, when someone shows you who they are the
believe
first time,
them.
Believe them.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, no, there are some ill people in this world. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, obviously, R. Kelly's been through some things, right? Obviously, it wasn't by choice. It's like, we don't know if it's by choice.
What wasn't by choice?
Some things happen to him, and we are led to believe that those things that happen to him is why he is the man he is today. Right?
So you think it's like more of a mental illness thing?
So in other words, if you take away him being sexually abused as a kid, then he may not have done the things he ultimately ended up doing.
Right. I mean, because this is the same guy that makes songs like I Believe I Can Fly.
Nope. Don't do that.
Don't do
Stick
that.
With
why?
The point you're doing. Just don't. Mm-mm.
No, I'm just saying. That's just another aspect of the guy. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. He's showing different
sides.
Yeah,
when
sides
his ass
of...
was being prosecuted.
No,
he also
okay.
made trade
he
in my life.
Fly out them cuffs. What are you saying?
I'm just
situation.
Saying that it, something, he's not just this demented guy.
I think he is demented because of the things that he's gone through.
I think
through.
The problem with that is that we have, you know, the Catholic Church. You know, so
yeah, he should have been a priest.
So
he'd been fine.
It may have would have got away from it.
He'd been straight. They just moved to a different church.
Away from it, if it wasn't for you,
he's stupid.
You
melanin kids.
You stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know. I think there's always room for forgiveness. That's all.
That's cool. I respect that. I just can't do it.
I mean, you know, it helps, you know, balance the world. You know, by having, you know, those that are willing to mm-hmm. forgive and yeah. those that don't.
And it keeps emboldening more pieces of shit to keep being pieces of shit because people will forgive them.
Yeah, I just...
Black people
I think that you can forgive and still hold people accountable for their actions.
Hmm. Die today.
Here's some info that came out of the Leaving Neverland documentary. So, Robson, which was one of the accusers, detailed this alleged abuse at the hands of Jackson from the age of 7 onward. Safechuck, who is 40 now, claims he started being molested by the singer at the age of 8 after meeting him on the set of a Pepsi commercial until he was 14. They were saying that Michael actually had staged marriages, mock weddings in here, that he would go to jewelry stores and tell salespeople he was looking for jewelry for women and would use Safechuck's, one of the accusers, small wrist to sizing. And that Safechuck, I believe, said that Jackson introduced him to masturbation for the first time.
I can't wait for this documentary to come out.
Boy.
Really? You know, no, because I'm going to watch it.
That is a
whole
lot
more.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
I'm good.
I can't wait to watch it because it's like once the documentary come out, you know, all the investigators on social media are going to be just pulling out all types of stuff. Like, all types of think pieces and, oh,
but
this
why?
Is this
like,
is
what
why.
Is, what is the,
yeah, what's
what
the point? Because he's passed away, yeah.
What
it's
is
like
the point?
He's dead.
Like, okay, if it happened, it's unfortunate, but bringing it to the light is going to do what?
Right.
It's the taint as an image. That's what it is.
But he's dead.
But that's the whole point, is the fact that his legacy is still lived on as this good, you
and
know.
It's affecting who? It's affecting his family. His legacy affects his family, his kids, and is...
Well,
going to benefit who?
But
Paris,
I'm saying, if,
real quick, Paris, hold up. Paris is
oh,
already.
Oh, I know. Paris popping off.
Yeah, she's already checked into him, saying that she's already checked in mm-hmm. at a rehab or a mental facility somewhere.
Well, the thing is, like, if you're a victim of his, like, if this is true that came out and he did all this, and then you keep, and someone's still playing Michael Jackson music around you, or someone's still talking about Michael Jackson in a certain light, you're going to be pissed because it's like, no, he's a monster. Because
you didn't forgive.
Yeah, so.
If you forgave him, it wouldn't bother you because ultimately he's going to die. R. Kelly's going to die, and people are still going to say, I believe I can fly. You have to get that out your spirit.
That's unfair. I think that's really unfair
to tell
a victim that they should get that out their
you
spirit.
You have to deal with it. You have to heal from that. It's not
yeah,
saying
but
that,
you can't just say it's automatically just going to happen because
oh,
you're forgiving somebody.
Oh, I know it's not
somebody.
Automatically
going to
happen.
Fair.
I understand it's automatically not going to happen, but it is our responsibility as a community to rally around those victims so that we can help them get past it. Absolutely.
And the thing we should, I don't think the thing we should be telling victims is you need to forgive. Yeah, they need therapy. They need to work through it. But forgiveness might not be a part of that book for them.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. No, that's why I digress.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Everybody's healing is going to be different. And no, healing for one person may not be forgiveness. Healing for someone else might be, but yeah. You have to get to a point where, because unfortunately there's always going to be triggers around. When you've gone through something like that, whether it is R. Kelly song, whether it is Dirty Diana, whatever it is, it could be a picture. It could be a color of a wall in a room when it happened. There's always going to be triggers and you have to learn how to deal with that for some people. And it might be forgiveness.
So we got to push therapy. Y'all need to go see therapy.
Absolutely.
Go
ahead, Jesus.
So let me ask this question, because I mean, because I, you know, if R. Kelly was dead and that documentary came out, would the reaction have been the same?
Because you wouldn't be muting. He would already be muted.
You know what? Mm-hmm. maybe I heard that differently, but because what I'm hearing is that, well, Jackson's dead, so what difference would it make? So if R. Kelly was dead, you know, like...
The difference is he's personally still benefiting from the fact that we are not paying attention to the things that have been done to him. The difference for me, because I was all for this R. Kelly documentary, glad it came out, glad people are being held accountable, glad, you know, people that have been bypassing or looking over it can't really gloss over it anymore. And if you do, it's just you being ignorant. But with this Michael Jackson thing... Yeah, he's dead. And his legacy, anything that comes, any royalties, any money that comes, is not going to him. He's not benefiting from it anymore. His family, who had nothing to do with what he did or did not do, are the ones who are benefiting. So why am I hindering? Why am I? What am I? What's the end game? Like, what are you gaining from that?
Victims?
Okay.
You know, the victims that the alleged victims in this documentary.
Why,
like,
do you have to? Why the documentary? I guess is my question.
Because they feel like people don't believe them. They feel like people still don't believe.
It's kind of the same thing with R. Kelly.
And so that's where I understand from the victim standpoint is they feel like people are still.
But we didn't even know who you were, though.
That's another point.
I thought some of these were from that case back in like the early 90s. I thought this was them
they
growing
are.
Up. But, yeah. Yeah. So like this, some of this information has come out before and we didn't believe them then either.
But my thing is like we didn't know who you were. So it wasn't like a situation where like, oh, yeah, we don't
but
believe
we didn't know
you.
Some of the victims of R. Kelly.
Right.
It's okay.
But that's the same thing. That's the point.
These victims
just want their voice heard.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but they just you're bringing more attention on yourself though at that point.
I think they don't care.
They want attention so that they can tell their story and feel heard.
Michael's getting a pass.
But again, like
he's still going to get a pass cuz nothing's going to happen.
Right. So I don't know. I guess I just don't understand the point. You're putting attention, like no one even knew you were going through this. So now millions of people know that you went through this with him. And now you having to be in the spotlight of like knowing. So now you're going to have people on both sides like, well, I still don't believe he did it. And now you've drawn all this attention to you that you didn't even have to worry about before.
But you might also be creating a DIY support base by doing this. Like, I can't speak for anybody. I'm not a fucking sexual assault victim. I don't know that mentality, and I don't know what they need to get over some of the things that happen.
It don't seem like you need more attention.
It doesn't
seem
to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To them, they might feel better if they get this story out. The story is known, and people start saying, okay, Michael Jackson is no longer this.
It could be part of the healing.
You know.
It could be. That's what I'm saying. It is therapeutic. And I guess for me, I've always looked at, like, when I looked at the R. Kelly documentary, it was like, my takeaway is I'm glad it happened because now he's held accountable and hopefully he will not be able to profit based on the things that he's done. If that was my takeaway from that one, I don't get that same takeaway from this Michael Jackson one. But to speak to the victims, I don't know what they're dealing with or how, if this could be therapeutic for them. It's just, there's always like a certain level of marketing and capitalism and profit that you see coming from this. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily see the point if this man is dead and he can't defend himself.
But you know what? One of the other things that I saw that came out of the R. Kelly documentary was just a push to have other victims speak out. And like, you know, possibly even fund some of these organizations. So it was also a way to help people that's experiencing that same issue, to give them the strength and courage to possibly get out of this situation. So could the same thing come out of this? Like, here are two people that have alleged being sexually assaulted by Michael Jackson, which is this big star who's seemingly untouchable, right? You know, and they were afraid to speak out because, one, nobody would believe him, and two, he was protected by the money that he has. like, could this also give other victims the courage to speak out against the people that's victimizing them? You know,
are you talking about Michael Jackson in particular?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, there could be benefits coming from this documentary.
I think anytime anybody speaks out about some trauma or assault that they've experienced, it gives other people the courage to do the same thing too. So there is that aspect, whether it is a platform like a documentary or if it is just me going to a local community center or a shelter or whatever. When you speak out, it gives people the ability and the courage to do the same thing. So,
yeah. And seeing people speak out against powerful figures could mm-hmm. also empower them to do the same against somebody who's seemingly less powerful. Like, they're probably powerful to them in their world, you know, because of the role power that they have, you know, within their life. But, you know, you can be like, oh, shit, they can do it against Mike and R. Kelly. Shit, I can do it too, you know, possibly. So, you know, but I just want to sit, man, shit. But y'all, look, y'all try to mute Michael Jackson. Yeah, I want to see what happens when they start taking him off the platforms and they stop playing Michael Jackson music like they're trying to stop with R. Kelly. You know, we'll see what happens with that.
That's not going
to
happen. That's never going to happen. I can say that with confidence. They're not going to mute Michael Jackson, bro. That ain't going to happen.
Nope.
It's not like he already hasn't had a documentary where they said that he was fucking doing it.
You said what, man?
I said I'm all for the cause, but I'm not going to mute Michael Jackson. Life is a classic.
He got too many. He got too many hits that's ingrained.
I don't like him as much.
Different moments. He has more hits than R. Kelly, and like it was hard for people to do R. Kelly.
I don't even think it matters. Like I said, this has already happened. He's already had a documentary saying that he was doing these things, and nothing happened to Michael Jackson. So another documentary isn't going to do shit except for maybe for the victims.
Yes. Yep, that's it.
I don't know why my heart goes out to his family. My heart goes out to Jackson's family, like his kids and his sisters and brothers. Like, I feel, granted, they didn't do it. And they're going to have to deal with the repercussions of his actions. Yep. And that's not fair.
Right, 'cause they're still mourning a brother.
Yeah.
And a son.
Poor Janet.
This is so interesting to me, like the two
dichotomies.
Because
in one situation you can hold the person accountable for the actions that he did. That is exactly what it is. You can't hold Michael Jackson accountable for what's going to come out.
Yeah,
who's going to be accountable are people who had absolutely nothing to do with it,
except the ones that were defending him.
So R. Kelly is more of a monster than Michael Jackson.
I can actually attack the monster. I can actually do something to the monster in this case. This monster is a fucking spirit. He gone. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than being dead. Like, with R. Kelly, it could be worse. Like, he could be in jail. He can, you know. But when you're dead, it's like...
Already paid the penance?
Well, not paid it, but just like, I can't do anything that's worse
than
that.
There's no penance that can be paid because he's gone.
Yeah.
Which means that this monster is not... I am.
How death can change how people.
Well, that's how people said Bill Cosby should have died.
Horrible,
like, before
actions.
I think you're twisting a little bit of what,
or maybe I'll just misunderstand.
Nobody's discounting what he did.
He's
or
just
didn't
not here
do.
To pay for it. I can't make him pay for it, which makes it even more difficult.
It also feels like some of the response I'm seeing is like, well, he's already dead, so. You know,
I mean, that's fine, but I don't think anybody here is saying that.
I can see people saying that. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the unfortunate fact is that when you have people who do these heinous things, it does not just affect them. It affects everyone around them. And when that person's dead and gone, your family now has to pay for what you've done.
But also because Michael is dead, I think is like, what is this? So what about his legacy now? Right. So you brought up Bill Cosby. What if Bill Cosby was dead and all this stuff came out? Like, how will
it got a lot? It was a bigger thing with Bill Cosby because you saw him go through it. Like we all watched him, you know, go from whatever he was to being someone in jail now. But if he would have died like right before the as the accusations were going on, then people would have been like, well, now what's the point of all this uproar? Because he's
which
dead
is
now.
Worse for the people who loved Bill Cosby, like his family, his wife, his kids, and it's even worse for the victims because they don't have anybody that they can actually like. I can't see someone go. I can't see anybody deal with the repercussions of their actions because they're gone.
But aren't Bill Cosby's family dealing with some of the repercussions?
Yeah, absolutely. But imagine if he wasn't there to go to jail and wasn't there to actually experience the consequences. They're the only ones going to be affected.
But you feel sorry for Michael's family, but not Bill Cosby's family?
I absolutely feel. I feel horrible for Camille. That is sad. I know you feel like she might have enabled a lot of it, but my point is that it's so unfortunate that his wife and his kids, who did not go out and rape these women, did not put these pills in these women's drink, got to deal with financially, emotionally, deal with all of this. It's yes, I feel bad for them.
I always feel bad for the kids. Like, I think that's because those are the ones that were innocent at the time. Yeah, so
that's kind of where it stops. I gave Camille the hard side eye.
Why?
My eye was more side than Bill Cosby's.
Oh, man. Jesus. You stupid.
Why? Because I don't have facts, obviously, but I just don't.
You feel like she knew?
Think she didn't know.
She had to know at least a couple of them, and she just didn't say shit. She forgave.
And that's the problem.
That was the wrong.
And he kept doing it. And he kept doing it.
She's the wrong example.
Damn it, got your ass up. Oh my God.
Look at my point.
Y'all see this stuff that went down with the game?
What happened with the game?
Game made a song talking about Kim Kardashian his dick and all this shit. And I just don't see the fucking point.
I thought it was hilarious.
I don't see the point.
I don't know. I just don't like her.
I mean, yeah, she's fine.
I don't like her.
Why do black women not like Kim Kardashian?
I don't like Kim Kardashian either.
Because she wants to be a black woman. Yeah. I think that's why.
Because
Sophie can't stand her either. Yeah.
So
most black women can't stand Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because you profit off of our attributes. You got the big ass. You get the lips. You're assimilating our culture, our look. Profiting off of it,
the things we were made fun of,
but you still get like white privilege and stuff like
exactly.
that too.
Even though she's not white, but yeah, right. you still get
she,
the privilege.
She got the right privilege, yeah.
But she's definitely white passing. But regardless, I don't think there was any point.
It was unnecessary.
Like, attack Kanye. If you're mad at Kanye, attack Kanye.
Wait, is he mad at Kanye?
That's what he's saying. He's like, fuck Kanye. That's Kanye, cool.
That's his wife.
But I'm saying, but that's
but
why
what?
It's foul.
For why?
I don't know why.
I'm just saying. I think it's because of Trump stuff.
Of course.
You think so?
Yeah. That's some bitch ass pillow. No, I agree with that.
Pillow talk, but that's some bitch ass pillow talk.
It's some bitch ass pillow talk.
Because they did used to date, right?
Yeah.
They did date.
And they apparently ran through all of them. Didn't he mess with Chloe too?
That's what he said. He said,
Did he really?
Gang was getting it in, bro.
He was messing with Chloe prior to her like transformation.
I don't know the timeline, but
he should have gotten
Courtney. Courtney was there, was getting it in out in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, 50 was. 50 was like Vivica and all them people.
I know he was Vivica. That's all. Vivica. That's
not Sierra.
Sierra.
Like
50 was out here.
He was fucking with Sierra.
You remember the picture with her shirtless on his like?
I thought that was like a video shoot or something like that.
Nah, she was messing with 50 for a little minute.
Because everybody's like, why is she in his video doing all shit?
Yeah. Right. And then Gang came in and was doing the same.
That ended her goddamn career.
He was tagging Sierra too.
Not Sierra. Just saying.
That's what was funny about Sierra. With she did all that with 50, like Bow Wow, and but she made Russell Wilson wait. That's what I thought was real funny because they had to wait to see her. She let all.
It be like that sometimes. Like you go through some rough patches, and you're like, you know, I gotta lock this shit down. I'm gonna do it right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And now
I'm not surprised, but yeah, you saying that, I'm like, damn.
So back to game. So y'all are cool with what he did?
I thought it was lame.
Doesn't
hell.
He do Is stuff it? Like this for his album? He always creates like some type of controversy.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah, he could have created controversy by going at Kanye.
Right.
Because they used to be friends.
Right.
But
I would have enjoyed that more.
Isn't this the biggest thing, like, to use against Kanye, his wife?
No,
that,
it's
that's
whack.
Like, that's low.
It's just corny at this point. It's like everybody's
he's
calling
like
her
RJ.
Whore.
Ray J.
Did
what's his name? RJ?
That.
Ray J.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Could have came with a cleverer bar than that.
Yeah. I took her head and shoved my dick in her mouth. So what?
That's what
she wasn't my girl then.
Right.
Yeah, I made her swallow my kid. And?
Yeah, that's.
So what?
A lot of people attack him. Why are you bringing the wives and kids in it?
Right.
But I feel like that's how any rapper would go at Kanye. Like, I feel like all that Drake stuff that Drake probably has on him is mostly about
Drake
like
didn't
him.
Do that.
I know, but he could. Yet. But yeah, maybe.
Because he alluded to possibly having something along those lines, though, remember?
Sure.
Because Kanye was like, yo, man, why you got to bring her in and like leave her out of it?
And I agree with Kanye then, too.
But as Kanye, like, you had to know, like, you got to accept certain things with... about your lady, like
She's been out here. She was out here.
But you gotta love her. Like,
but it's still sucker shit for you to be the game, and you're this lyricist, and that's the only thing you could think of. Was, oh, I'm gonna talk about I had sex with your wife. Kanye should be like, so what? So did 35 other rappers. But what else?
Would a better bar have us talking about it like this though? Like that's I think if Game was really going at Ye,
we would have talked about it.
For us as hip hop fans, but like as the casual fans, like they gonna look at it.
I don't think he's looking good right now. I don't think Game is coming out on top.
Game comes off unnecessary.
I think people are clowning him. They're like, so what, dude? Like really?
You know, like, yeah,
she sucked your dick. So fucking what?
Especially when he was in a previous song a couple of years ago, he was actually sticking up for Kanye and saying that he was gonna, you know, if anybody came at Kim. You know, he would have Kanye's back.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. He did say that. I remember that.
I didn't remember that either.
But
yeah,
he just all over the place.
Yeah, that's how it looks. It just looks like he's just trying to build some publicity for his album is the way it comes off.
Yeah. What you got, Ken?
All right, cool. So that does it for the topics, man. We're going to jump into these questions. Make sure you guys send your questions over to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. Also, Reddit. Good conversations going on over there. And Discord as well. We appreciate you. Oh, and Facebook too. Yeah, the Facebook group is set up, by the way. I created that. There's the Mike Stallone Facebook group for those of you who want to jump over there as well. So this question is coming from Brian, and he says he's 18 and a freshman in college at Idaho and a huge fan of everything that we do. His question is, should he wait for his okay, I'm going to just read it. Should I wait to tell my ex I miss her until she comes back from her exchange trip? To add context, I started dating this girl near the end of my senior year of high school. I always thought she was a genuinely attractive person in both looks and personality. We hit it off and began to go out on dates, quickly becoming a couple. Unfortunately, she told me that she would be going to Sweden on a foreign exchange as a student at the end of the summer. Soon time went quick, and before I knew it, she was already off to a place where there's an 8-hour difference between us, making communication difficult. So I told her that we should stop dating, and she agreed. Now it's been around 5 months, and my thoughts about her haven't changed. I tried to pursue new relationships, but I always found myself not moving forward due to the emotions I still have for my previous girlfriend. I've thought about telling her I still miss her so that she knows we can still date after she comes back, but things and people can change, so I'm unsure if this would be a good decision. I'd love to hear your thoughts on disclosing emotions to my ex.
This sound like he just ain't got nothing in a while. He just missed something.
I mean, he been dating other girls.
Right. He been getting in. It just ain't like old girl.
I don't know. I mean, but I don't know.
True.
True what?
That doesn't mean he hidden it.
Maybe he can't. And so now I was like, well, damn, I should have stuck with what I had.
Deeper than that,
no, it does. Brian.
He's still in love. I wonder how.
As the woman on the show, what's your?
As the woman on the show, I think that. So I guess my question is: have you not had any communication with her? Because I mean, if you've been able to at least have some sort of communication, if you haven't, then I would say don't. Because if she's not making any attempt to keep in touch at all, then chances are she probably done went on about her business. But I think if ultimately, if that's how he feels, if he truly in his heart feels like I miss this girl and I want to figure out how to make this work when you get back, then he should absolutely tell her. I mean, you got to be prepared if she's like, well, I done got me some Swedish dick and I'm good. But
I'm speaking different languages over here, bro.
All that shit.
He got me in the Alps and shit. I'm straight. But I mean, you have to be prepared for that, especially if you guys haven't really been able to keep in communication. Because if a woman really was like feeling you, she's going to find a way to at least talk to you. Like, I'm going to want to keep some sort of contact with you. So, and based on the way the letter read, I can't tell if they've been in touch with each other. But I mean, if that's truly in your heart of hearts how you feel, you have to let her know that, but be willing to accept whatever comes back. And then that way you can go on about your business with a clear conscience.
And if I remember this correctly, he said, should he do it now when she gets back? Did he say that? Mm-hmm. So does that matter? Whether he does it now or whether he waits till she gets back?
Because it's just for the summer, right?
Maybe, if it's a abroad, I think, if it's like study abroad or something like that.
Yeah, she'll be back. She went at the end
of
the summer.
If I was in Sweden and a nigga told me 2 months before I'm about to come back or whatever that he missed me, mm-hmm. No, I would want to know now.
So I know what I'm getting myself into when I get back.
I think you open the line of communication, and then like you can probably confess everything once she gets back, but just make sure y'all on good terms before she gets back. You know what I mean? Like kind of like... Like how you were
like
saying.
I would
like,
love to hang out when you get back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Prep it up.
Damn, why
that's
you
what y'all do?
Here?
Huh? That's what y'all be doing?
What you mean?
Just trying to set the stage?
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm not going to tell you that I really like you and I'm like still in love. I'm just going to be like, I can't wait till you get back.
Oh, so I don't think that's an intentional thing. I think it's just one of those things. It's just a... Look at Ken. I don't know if it's like.
Don't look at me.
When I said it's not intentional, I think it's just one of those like things that you just feel like, oh man, you know that she's about to come back. You're like, oh man, it'd be cool.
That's not what he feels.
I understand that, but
I'm just saying before you start baking, you got to preheat the oven. Like you got to get things. You got to get things, you know, warmed up before you start, you know.
Well, he should have been warming it up for the last 5 months.
He already burnt it, threw it away. He's trying to drag it back out of the trash and reheat it.
She could have been a good one. He could have been like trying to keep her. Like
he should have thought about that.
Yeah,
he should have
before he broke up.
I'm trying to give him advice to get him back. It sounds like he did. Like let's be real about it. You 18 and you about to be gone. Like. The summertime at 18 and college, a whole lot of shit can go down that freshman
like
2 years.
Yeah, that's
right.
Like a year.
So I think it was a mature thing to say, okay, let's just break this off. You're about to go. I think we should just go our separate ways. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. I can't wait till you get back. Is there a possibility?
He's trying not to play himself is what it sounds like.
He already played himself. Yeah.
How he played himself already?
By breaking it off. And that 5 months, later, you like, goddamn.
You gotta be realistic.
You.
Like,
what she's going to Sweden. I want you to, I think that was mature because you're going to go experience shit.
And
he had a chance to experience
some other things too. Even though y'all said y'all don't think he did, but he's opened himself up to experience other things.
And
But you're not playing yourself. You're giving yourself ability to play.
He'd only be playing himself if he said something before she came back. I don't agree with preheating the oven. Just wait till she comes back and talk to her then.
But what if she got a situation already and you don't know about it?
But she's coming back anyway, so unless she's bringing Sven with her,
exactly.
I think he might be
not
all right.
Sven. But
you just called that.
But don't say nothing now, because now you look silly. Like, yo, I know you're still in Sweden and you're not coming back for a while, but yo, when you come back, I want to talk. Fuck out of here, bro. Don't do that.
You know what? Mike might be right, because as soon as you see her, be like, dang, you know, I didn't realize how much I missed you until I saw you.
He's no, like, don't say that shit. So out of sight, out of mind, nigga.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Let me work this out.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You should have been thinking about me while I was gone.
I mean, kid thought that was good game.
I did too.
He tried it.
So listen, what else you been thinking about since I've been gone?
It's not out of sight, out of mind.
That's what it sounds like.
It's not. You know,
that's why I said you gotta have communication.
Okay, so now we're not playing.
You got one woman here that told you don't say that.
No, no, we back to preheating.
No, you're right.
No, I have to say
you're right.
No, that was a bad. That was so. Now, based on that fuck up, so we back to what Nick was saying, right?
No,
you gotta set the stage now.
I'll get her back. You loser.
You gotta set the stage now. Yeah,
I wouldn't say that. I'd wait till she comes back and be like, yo, I didn't want to say anything before, but now that you're back, I'd really like to discuss.
That's the same.
No,
it's
you
not. Now that I see you, bitch.
Now that I see you. Your titties looking good. I know your titties look jacked up before.
You done put some white on you. You look good.
You be eating the meatballs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It sounded good for a minute until.
It'll work.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with waiting until she gets back. But my thing is, you need to be having some sort of communication with her. So if you preheat an oven or whatever, you need to make it known now that I miss you, or just I've been thinking about you. I can't wait till you get back or something. You don't have to go full throttle and say, I'm in love with you. I want to be back with you. You ain't got to do that. But you definitely need to be having some communication with her to let her know or give her some sort of indication that you're still thinking about her.
Mm. Damn. All right. But you better hope she don't bring that dude back. That's where you
or
fucked up.
Or fucking stay there.
You don't fucked up.
That might be where you get fucked up at. You don't say shit and she like, you know what? These white boys in these Alps treating me nice. I'm going to stay here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's black or white.
Oh, I'm about to say, is she black?
Well, I can't. I'm not
either way,
this.
The Swedish men are white.
No, I know, but I don't. I think their racial dynamics are very odd over there.
Yeah, she met a black sweet.
Was like, wasn't he like kind of black?
Who?
Payoso. Y'all remember him? He was the first guy to give us a piece.
I thought Payoso was white. He just liked hip hop.
No, he looked black. He looked mixed to me, though.
Oh, he might have been. Yeah. He might have been.
I don't know
he
what was, the racial right? dynamics in Sweden oh, are.
You remember him? Yeah, I think he was mixed.
Dang, black Sweden.
I think their racial dynamics are odd over there.
She got her a rare one. Mm-hmm. She might not leave him.
Yeah.
Damn. She got her a rare one over there?
I'm saying if he was black Swedish, like how many black Swedish?
Yeah, she That's got the one.
It's like a unicorn.
Is it?
I know.
Oh, it's interesting. Is it now?
Oh, see.
All right, Brian, man.
That's interesting.
I don't know if we helped him or hurt him.
Right.
he got some good
Be
advice.
Be honest. Just you ain't got to go all the way there, but say some.
Relationships are all about communication.
Bro, just get your ass on a plane.
That's what he Ben should have done.
That's what he Ben should have done. He's in college at Idaho. He can't afford no flight to Sweden.
Start a GoFundMe. Hey,
if he could have got a plane,
you know
he would
want
to.
I don't want to say that, Brian. You might have money for a plane ticket. I'm sorry. I don't know your situation.
Yeah, he should have flew his ass over there a long time ago.
That's,
showed up on her doorstep.
That's stalkerish. That is some stalker.
That's a white movie.
Yeah. She worked in the movies, bro.
Sure does.
This
Brian.
Is not a motherfucking movie. You just got on a plane from Idaho to see. First of all.
They communicated before, like, where she's at
first
and stuff.
First of all,
like,
you going to break up with me before I go. You ain't really talked to me since I've been
not
gone.
I thought
that was the mature thing.
Technically, it was a mature thing. It absolutely was. But you ain't really talked to me since. And now all of a sudden, you show up at my doorstep in Sweden. What the fuck is wrong with you? You really crazy.
What's wrong is I love you, girl.
You could have told me that on the phone.
And that's what he probably told us.
They probably
communicated true. This. Like, I'm
you can't
over
even
there.
Stay up to tell me you love me,
that's
but you don't get on
say.
The flight.
I sent her a text. I say FaceTime her. Stay up and FaceTime. Like, look, I stayed
that's
up.
That's romantic as shit.
Nah, I flew over there.
That's romantic. We did that when we was in India, like staying up to talk
but
to me.
But y'all already together, and you knew that he wasn't going
they
nowhere.
Was already
and he knew the same
together
thing.
Too.
But
they
he
were.
Broke up with
they
her.
They were already
and
together.
And then he realized
too.
That he fucked up. He should have flew over
it's
there.
It's more romantic if you just pop up.
Meet. Yep.
No, that's crazy.
No, it's not.
He really loved you.
They have history. Like, it's not stalkerish.
Nah. Like, what if that was you? Would you want somebody to pop up on you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
If I'm
in another country,
you're
I'm having
single.
Fun.
Like, you're single, and you want me to come to Sweden and be like,
I'm
hey,
not saying
boo.
I want you to, but look, if you left me.
Svetlana in the room, and I'd be like, hey, boo.
I have Svetlana and you, too.
It could be Darius.
We can do this.
It's a black Swede.
We can do it like IKEA real quick. We're going to put this together.
You know, we can do this. You sound like Bert. Jim the Grand Gravy Pie. We're going to do some things.
Hey, get your ass in one of the most video.
No, I would have thought that was really romantic. If I open the door and she's just there and she's just like,
that's invasion.
I had an ex pop on me before.
But you didn't want her back.
And get you one of those little banners that
well,
fly
she wasn't
on the
ex,
tail.
She was my girl.
She
was my girl.
How would she pop on that show? Girl.
No. One of my exes did it before, is what I'm saying. She wasn't my ex at the time. She was my girl at the time. I went home to Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Was at home chilling. And then next thing you know, I hear a knock at my grandmother's door, and it was my ex. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to come see you. That I'm like, what? That was real stalking. That was
she
just weird.
To come see you.
My family thought it was weird, too. Like, what? That girl, she got
that's
some trust
issues. That's not weird.
Issues.
That's insecure.
Yeah.
Wait, so it was your current girl that you were currently dating?
I was
right.
currently
current
dating.
Time.
I went home
it
to
wasn't
see my
like
family.
The situation.
And she surprised
like they had
you?
No space. Like, you got to be everywhere.
Okay, aww. No, that is kind of. So you keep saying your ex.
So
I'm
telling
no. confused.
You ain't
it's
telling
somebody it's, that I used to date.
But you were currently dating
he
when
was
they
currently this. Dating when she did this.
Yeah, now that's a little. That's, yeah.
I don't know.
That's
that weird.
Now that's
I think it's kind of weird because if you want her there, you would have invited her.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So why would you surprise me after I'm already here?
She didn't know you were coming in town?
No. He said he was. See, I was getting confused. All right, too.
All right. We both lived here.
I got it.
Just don't say ex anymore.
All right,
I think that's
my
where
girlfriend
we're
at the time.
Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We both lived in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I went home to see family. I can't remember what I went for, but I went home to see family.
In Florida.
In Florida.
Okay.
I want to say like the next day, possibly even in the same day, she came down.
Oh, you coming to Florida? I'm coming too.
and surprised me. Quote.
That's weird.
That's like, why are you doing that?
That's the situation is.
That's little, different. That's weird. Yeah.
Damn, where did she hide at? Was she in the trunk?
She didn't hide. She drove with a friend.
She,
oh no.
She drove with a friend. She crazy as fuck.
Oh, well, she was just catching the ride.
No, that's weird. Come that's on, weird as fuck.
Come did on, you kid. Tell her where you were going? You just said I was just going home.
She must have. She found
I was going
home. How did she find you at your grandma?
She knew where she lived.
She's
been there before.
That's weird.
Yeah, she had been there before, but yeah, it was like
you should have called the cops.
Yeah, she was just insecure.
Well, if that's the case, wouldn't she? Because brother go over there and pop up, and you know she called the cops on him. He's gonna be locked up in some damn jail, and he may not get out.
You don't need to go to Sweden. You Brian. Go to don't Sweden. Go to Sweden.
Get one of the little bitty ass planes. Get one of the little banners on the end of the plane. Fly around. Find out where she work. You fly. Have the plane fly around her job.
You just gonna have a plane flying around Sweden.
You know
what I'm saying?
I love you, boo boo. You know, and I'm here. And
not
come meet
boo-boo.
Me. I mean, you know,
how she even know that's for her?
You could put a name on it, but she whatever little cute nickname
Brian,
you get.
Just call the bitch. Don't do all that.
All right, I'm telling you,
what's the Fresh Prince? Harriet, will you marry
Okay, all right.
Nah, man, that shit's weird.
Hey, that's true love.
That's crazy love. Oh, you like that crazy love?
We talked about that before.
Crazy love.
But
y'all like crazy girls.
I love crazy girls.
A little bit. Woo. Just a little bit.
Why?
Nah, I don't know. I
slightly
touched.
For reasons that we can't really talk about.
Just
slightly touched.
Just a little slightly touched. Right. Just a little bit.
That's fine.
I don't mind a little bit of crazy.
Very little.
Yeah, very little.
No, I was saying, like, I can see the appeal to it, because obviously I know what y'all talking about, but but nah, it ain't worth it. In the end, it's never worth it.
The fuck you talking about? It's worth it.
It ain't worth it.
It's worth
it. What do y'all consider
in
crazy?
In the end, it's worth it. I'm trying to tell you.
I've been on the bad end of some things. Like, it ain't worth it.
What is crazy? What is a little crazy? Like, what is a little touch? Like,
she show up butt naked. Butt naked with nothing on but a fucking furry pirate's hat. What are you doing right now? And she acting like, what's the problem? That's crazy.
With a hang glider on the ground.
Out of all the things, right?
I had to get there. My Uber was taking too long.
Oh my god, dog.
She got a whole bucket of chicken.
Just to answer your question, Dave. Yes. Like, to answer your question.
Thank you.
We skinless chicken.
Who the fuck is that? Where did you get skinless chicken from?
I'm just saying that's
I
the type
it
of
for
that's
you,
crazy.
Baby.
Yeah, like
I skinned it for you, bro.
Hand, good for you, boo.
Hand skinned it.
What a crunch you at.
A chick that will hand skin your chicken?
That's crazy.
That's a keeper.
I'm letting y'all know. I'm telling the public, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it in the end.
Don't listen to Nick.
You're gonna be happy
the
in the middle.
Skin is not good for you.
That's her.
She's trying to help.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
When you combine a lot of things together, it don't add up.
You wouldn't combine the right things. That's the problem.
Your formula was off.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm. When you walking away, your knee just don't even work right.
I understand.
You got scabbed all the way across your back.
I understand.
Your cat look at you like something wrong with you.
Your cat. Your own cat.
It's worth it.
Oh, man. All right, y'all, man. That's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.